Ivor Gurney was born in modest circumstances in Gloucester in the year 1890. He showed musical aptitude from an early age. He was a chorister at the cathedral and went on to become a respected composer alongside friend and colleague Herbert Howells. In addition, he was a renowned poet. Despite a natural exuberance, his traumatic experiences of war and repeated rejections in love meant depression came to dominate his life. Haunted by memories of war, he was certified insane and committed to Gloucester's Barnwood Mental Hospital. Ivor was, however, determined to roam at night through his beloved Gloucestershire countryside. One night, he escaped. This is what might have happened next.
I had wondered who might meet me here, and if it isn't Herbert Howler Howells. You know, you were in my mind only this morning, Howler. I was remembering our walk through the night. It was what inspired me to take this one. Do you remember? Ah, the Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis. We were mesmerised, weren't we? Do you remember our walk that night? How we talked! We would follow Vaughan Williams' example and become composers ourselves. We dared to dream that we might create our own Fantasia. When I was at the Royal Academy, my tutor, Sir Charles Stanford, the very man who taught Williams, told me I could have been brighter than even he, but that I was damn near impossible to teach. Oh, I must rest and look out. Oh, what a few already. What was that? No! No! Will! Will Harvey, wait! Oh, what fortune to see you. Do you have the book? Oh, you do. Thank you, my friend. Oh, words! How can we make this the spirit of man and yet make a war of them and build a machine for them to drive? How can sweet music survive this onslaught? These blunt cudgels. I hear it so rarely these days, the music. It is drowned. But ah me. There's you heading to no man's land and I'm dreaming of the Severn. I shall keep the spirit of man, Will. Fear not. Fear not.
Gas, boys! Gas!
So that was me. Gassed and home in an English bed. Oh, I was almost happy there. I love these night walks, Will. When you're with me, or Howler, or sometimes Marion, the night, it pushes away the talk. Only the music remains. I am so happy at night. The miles go sliding by under my steady feet that mark a leisurely and still unbroken beat. Through coppices that hear a while, then lie as still as though no traveller ever had climbed their hill. My comrades are the small or dumb or singing birds, squirrels, field things all, and placid, drowsing herds. Companions that I must greet for a while, then leave scattering the forward dust from dawn to late of eve. Will? But we've had so little time. But we had some.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening, officer.
Mr. Ivor Gurney.
Yes. I am, and you needn't worry, I've quite exhausted myself, and all the better for it.
Might I ask you to step this way?
Yes, of course. I've cut my hand, actually. Do you have a car we might ride back to the hospital in? I think nurse should perhaps have a look.
And so ended Ivor Gurney's last brief taste of freedom, He was moved from his beloved Gloucester to an asylum in Kent and died of tuberculosis in 1937. He was 47 years old. During his life, he wrote some of the most memorable poetry and music of the era, leaving around 200 songs and over 300 poems, the best of which mark him as a creative spirit touched by genius.
To find out more about Ivor Gurney and his work, have a look at the Ivor Gurney Society's website. To return to the main menu, stay on the line, or hang up and ring back when you're ready to listen to another story.